When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776. The number, be part of the conversation. Full buffet Friday for you. Bart Scott, how you
Sunshine,
feeling?
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. The Knicks have lost another and gone away.
Now, we will get
dropping
to the anxiety
down
levels.
The east.
Yeah, we'll get to the anxiety
My life
levels.
Is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. The Knicks are losing, man. I'm trying to make sure that Allen makes sure that he popping on get up or at least June, man. I need him to go all the way on a
well,
big
it doesn't
ride
matter. I mean, it's better off, like, personally, because it's a lot easier for me to do get up when there's no Knicks getting in the way.
No, I'm trying. I want
but
you
it'd be a
24-hour
lot more fun.
Lockdown. I
no,
want
it'd
you
be a lot more
all
fun.
Day,
shoot program.
Day, all access, Allen Han. Talking Knicks. I don't want
I'm
you
in.
Talking about everybody. I want you to talk because you in there like swimwear. You know what I'm saying? You part mm-hmm. of the fabric and the DNA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I thought when you didn't show up yesterday, I thought because you didn't have to work, they was going to give you the seat right next to your boy, Tracy Morgan.
They
well, I don't
do
know
that.
What's going on with the side comb over, man. Like, that's like that's
I
like
did notice that when I saw him on Monday night. That's I kind of caught. You know, like when you see somebody
pro,
and then you just
pro.
Go like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like I did that. I felt bad because he came over. He said hello. And then I looked and I saw the
that's,
side part.
Yeah,
thing,
that's some,
and I was just like,
yeah, that's some prohibition stuff. Like,
yeah, are you
all,
doing like a 1920s era movie?
Yes, yes. That's like Big, that's like Big Red or Malcolm X. That's like
Knights
Malcolm X comb over. But you know what? Shannon
Knights
Sharp
too?
Do the same thing. Shannon Sharp do the same thing.
Yeah, but he looks.
But Shannon
different.
Sharp, but Shannon Sharp from Slap Goat, Mississippi. At least I think he is. Like,
before we,
like Tracy
I, like,
up north, man.
I want to get the calls at 800-919-3776. I do want to get them started, and I really want to get into the anxiety level of the Knicks fan right now because, you know, I think it's going to vary. There are some Knicks fans that I've talked to that are still like they understand. They're doing what you always say, woosah. Like they know, you know, like it's this
the
is the this
dead.
Is
the
tough
was,
part to get through.
The Garden was dead, man. Because
I mean, he
Golden
kinda,
State
first
came
of
out
all,
him in the mouth, man. They
yeah,
were
that,
dead
that's
until
this,
like the fourth.
They weren't ready. Like you could see, it physically, emotionally, weren't ready to go. And the Warriors jumped all over them. Like you know, but like I said, I'm going to get into all that in a minute. But last night was a big show moment last night because you finally came through.
Yeah, man,
and paid off your bet. With Tessa.
Yeah, without you, our bet.
Well, it's your bet. It was your bet. You just, as you did with the one-on-one, you dragged me into it and then suddenly try to put me out in the front. And I'm like, yeah, no, it ain't happening this time. But you went, you were at the game last night.
Yeah.
And you and Jacob went too. And you were there with Tessa. And
Ty popped in too.
So I heard that Ty popped
in. With some skinny jeans.
Ty wearing skinny jeans?
I'm like, Ty, first of all, Ty, you over like, if Ty was my height.
Yeah.
With his build, Ty would be 235, 240. Now, I don't know how you know, I'm just talking proportions, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to say that, you know, his legs are like a big-ass drumstick.
Oh, no.
I was like, Ty, listen. And he wanted to get on me saying I was dressed like the 80s or something, you know, I mean the 90s, because he said my pants weren't, like, skin tight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, he had a wallet in his pocket, and I could see what the brand of the wallet was. Like the symbol was coming through, like the bat signal. Then he had his phone. It looked like an iPad.
Oh, yeah, said, a big phone too.
Yeah, it looked like an iPad. I said, man,
I taught him better.
I said, bro, that's too big. Or you got to put that in the back pocket, man. It looked like, for real. I thought maybe Ty wanted to play football, and that was a thigh pad. I thought it was a thigh pad, man. Shout out to Ty though. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
love Ty Butler.
he on that protein shake heavy.
Yeah, well he likes to work out.
Retro fitness, baby. He says it all the time.
And he just had a birthday. I think he turned like 25.
Nah, I think Ty's 31. I think he just turned 31.
He can't be over 30.
Yeah, he's over 31.
No way.
Even though he got the no worry, no cry, Ziggy Marley facial hair. I'm like, man, listen, either you got to comb that.
He can't grow a full beard yet. He's too young.
That's what I'm saying. Either you got to comb that or you got to cut it down.
Well, I want to hear more about the time that you had.
It was a great time.
During the game with Tessa. And you know what? Tessa's on the line right now.
What up? I didn't even know Tessa was there. So she knows about Bart. Now, wasn't them pants tight, Tessa?
So, Tessa, he's talking about Ty.
But that's the style, though. Like, Bart needs to knock it off. That's the style. Leave Ty alone. I mean, it did look like it was an iPad in his thigh. But that's the style, Bart. Stop. Ty still looked nice. Knock it off. You're out of control. But listen, what Bart is not going to tell you is this, Alan. Listen, we already know Bart is a superstar, but he's an extra superstar. Because guess what? People was coming up to him asking, was he R&B star Tank? You know what I mean? So now I need to be called the Tank and Han show. Maybe I deserve. Go, Bart.
You know what I'm saying? He thought I was Tank, and I ain't even had a shirt buttoned down to the sternum. You know what I'm saying?
No, he didn't.
It was cold as hell outside.
Bart face asking, was he Tank, the R&B star?
I don't know.
That's cool. The first, but.
He was like, don't worry, dog. He's like, don't worry, dog. You're going to make it one day. I'm like, thanks, man.
Wow. Appreciate it. Did you get any power?
First of all, he had some East Bay Nikes on talking about he was trying to buy coats.
Terrible.
He said he was trying to buy coats. He was raising money to buy coats. He gave me a CD and then signed it and then took it back.
Took it back.
And I gave him $10. Like,
Wait a minute. He gave you a CD and he signed it?
And took it back.
Yeah.
And then why did he take it back?
Definitely.
That was a sleight of hand or something.
Oh, so he got the $10 out of you. And then next thing you know, he got it back.
He was just too much personal space. Like, yeah. I'm ready to interject. Like, he was just all in his – it was terrible.
Oh, yeah,
like,
he didn't leave no space for the Holy Ghost.
He thought he was Tank.
He didn't leave no space for the Holy Ghost.
No space. Bart sprayed hand sanitizer when he left.
You better –
Yeah, it was terrible, but you know that is the new thing now. Like you know, Bart's name is going to be Tank from now on. Me and Jacob was on the floor crying.
Yeah, but we got to get on tied. Them pants, man, the stretch pants. I know that's the style. But
was he wearing like Meggings? Like, is that what he was doing?
He was wearing Jaggings.
What are y'all doing at the time? He was not wearing.
I wasn't there. I don't know what he was wearing.
Pants.
Listen, he had to get his wallet out. He had to get his wallet out of his pocket.
Wear that.
No, that was it. But listen, they actually skinny. Skinny jeans are for skinny people. Mm. If you ain't skinny, you can't wear skinny jeans.
He did not look crazy. That's Bart going crazy. I mean, that was a little crazy.
I will say this.
With his cell phone and his wallet in both pockets. It did look like an iPad. But
you know how tight your pants got to be to put your wallet in the front pocket?
Yeah.
Well, he was able to put his knee up, Bart. He was able to put his knee up when we were taking the pictures. He was okay.
Yeah, that's because
it was tight, but he did it.
That's because it was a coffee table. If it was a chair, he wouldn't have been got that high.
All I know is that Bart rarely does this now. Bart rarely will pick you apart by how you look and how you dress. He doesn't do it that often. So the fact that he's doing it means
Bart was very bothered by it. But they did come after Bart, so Bart just had to retaliate and just try to thrash him afterwards because they did come after him.
What were they saying about Bart?
Said I was dressed like Mace in a More Money, More Problems.
Exactly.
Like my pants are too baggy.
Yup. Bad boys for life. Yeah. Bart looked very nice as well. So that's what I'm saying. Everybody looked nice in their own style. But once they came for Bart, I knew it was over. I said, "Oh, he's about to go for the juggler. Bye, bye, Ty." And he did.
But then I had to heckle a kid half the night because he came in our booth with a Curry jersey. I'm like, "What are we doing, son? This what we doing?"
Well, the whole night we also
saw this guy outside that Bart was about to try to get at because he had a LeBron jersey on. I was going to wear my LeBron jersey, but I told Bart that I didn't want to, be fighting there. I said, so let me just be respectful and just not wear my LeBron jersey.
I would have said,
get at this guy because he had a LeBron jersey on.
I would have said, excuse me, my bad, and spilled some chili on it, my bad.
Yeah, exactly. That's the first thing you do.
But, Alan, no, you did misspeak a little bit when you was talking in the intro. When this bet was first made, you were included because – you said it. You wanted to be included because I was like,
what about Alan?
You wanted to be included with the dinner.
No. Let's get on. Originally, the bet was to go to Rayo's.
Yeah.
And I wanted in on
that. I wanted in on Rayo's.
Alan just wanted to plug the Rayo's.
Hell yeah. I wanted some Rayo's. And then when it turned into, and then the date kept changing. Then it turned into go to a game where I'm like, all right, well, I'll be there because I always am. And then the last second, which again wasn't to Bart couldn't control it, so I'm not blaming him. But
of course,
last second, it was moved to a game where I'm not working.
Your one off day is
thank you. The one night I have off, and I got to wake up at 4:30 in the morning for get up. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to the game tonight. I'm not doing it.
But Alan, you could have FaceTimed in or something.
Nobody called me.
You know, I've been rocking with you for years.
I could have FaceTimed in. You understand that when I call Bart, he doesn't answer. When I text Bart, he doesn't answer. But if I send him a picture of Felicia Richard, then he responds.
That goes to my subliminal.
But when he calls me, I answer the phone every time. Why? Loyalty one way is stupidity, but that's what I do.
No, that goes to my...
I'm that loyal dog.
That goes to my
conscience. You hit me with the newspaper every day. I'm coming back. Hey, how you doing, Bart? How you doing, Bart? How you doing, Bart? What do you want, Bart? Like, that's what I do.
We was eating some big-ass steaks, man, so I couldn't...
Steaks? Where'd you eat?
We ate at Blue Ribbon across the...
It was delicious.
It was good? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, like, really, really good.
Nobody told me about a steak dinner. I didn't hear about
that. Bart is afraid of oxtails, Alan. You ever heard of oxtails? Bart's afraid of that.
Just because I don't know where oxtails come from. So why would I want to eat oxtail?
I've heard of oxtails.
Once you eat pork.
Nope.
That's fine. But I know where the pork is coming from.
Nope. Yeah, I'm not.
Alan, we looked it up and everything. It's fine. But he ate the oxtail
What is
the
ox?
Eat it.
I'm not.
So if an ox is so good, would you say oxtail is delicious, right?
We
so if an ox is so good,
Bart,
then why we don't eat no more other parts
like
of the ox?
With a horn.
We don't eat no more other parts of the ox, so just the tail is good?
You really thought it was the actual tail swinging, Bart. I told you, it's like the hip on the side. It's not the actual tail swinging.
Hold up, so the hip on the side is skinny.
Oh, no, oxtails are fat. Like, that's how you can cut them. They're thick pieces of meat.
An oxtail is not the size of an ox thigh.
So it's the side. You thought it was the actual tail, like the tail. Like hanging by his butt.
Let me interject. Oxtail is most definitely beef. It is simply the tail from beef cattle.
See?
But the tail, like a tail bone, Bart, like not the actual tail swinging.
Which is not a part of a body I'd ever want to
Tailbone. Let's go chop off
Bart
our dog's tail and just see what it
yesterday.
Tastes like.
It was good, but I was scared. What'd you order, Bart? The bone marrow stuff? What did you order? What was it?
Bone marrow.
Oh, my God.
Really? Why did we try it? It was actually okay, but I was scared.
I ate his liver.
So, I'm just saying, Bart, you eating bone marrow, nice but you don't want to eat an oxtail.
Listen, Tessa, you don't eat pork. I can't believe that you don't eat porky pig. Bacon is the greatest meat in the history of life.
Beef bacon or turkey bacon all day long. That's what's up. Alan, you eat pork?
No.
You don't eat pork, Alan?
See?
No.
Bart, see?
I don't dig on the swine.
But you eat beef.
Me neither, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
See, Bart? I told you, everybody does it.
But you're going to eat them mercury fish.
I do eat mercury fish. I love fish.
You probably got iodine poisoning.
But you understand
that
I'm Catholic. I have to eat fish on Friday.
So that means you got iodine poisoning.
Oh, yeah,
right,
he
do. That's what...
I eat so many shrimps, I get iodine poisoning.
Well,
but Alan, it was just amazing. The restaurant was awesome. The food was delicious.
Right,
their chicken wings was great. I was like, oh my God.
Now,
the steak was good. And then the game was awesome.
I'm curious. So you brought your sister, right?
Yes.
What'd your sister think of Jacob?
Her little big sister?
Why are you saying that, Bart?
Because I thought she was older.
I thought my sister was older than me. Everybody think that because when we go places, it's just like, I'm always like energetic, you know, life at a party. And my sister's the calm one. She's the calm, cool, collected one.
The glasses are just
like
auntie.
Bart,
she had the auntie glasses on.
Right. Yeah. They was dope as heck, though.
Yeah,
they
that's what I'm saying. But auntie, like grown-ass auntie glass.
All right, but let's not get off the topic.
But Alan, that's our personalities. Like, I'm the type that if something, you know, unfortunate has to happen, everybody's know I'm coming. I'm about to come for your windpipe. My sister's the type that, like, she will be calm and cool, and then at nighttime put rat poison in your food. That's our different personalities. Everybody know I'm there. I'm coming for you. Her, she's quiet, calm, collected, but she'll get you when you least expect it, like on some ninja stuff.
She did give me Mr. Deeds vibes, like, very creepy, sir.
My sister's just one of them, like, calm, cool, like, sexy India Irie type. Like, she loves all of that stuff, like that type of genre.
Okay.
Right, but everybody do think she's the oldest because she's the calm one. I'm like, life of the party, energetic. My personality is, like, bubbly. She's calm.
They thought Jake was taller. He got a tall voice.
Oh.
But, Alan, guess what, though?
Was she disappointed?
He got me by an inch. I thought I was taller than Bart. He got me.
You thought I was a micro mini pimp?
He is a little taller.
thought it was a micro mini pimp.
No, but remember, I thought you was like nine.
Oh, wow. Wow.
The pad. You were so big and muscular when you played, like you looked a little bit shorter. But in person, I'm like, oh, wow, he's actually taller. Not, not short like Maurice Jones-Drew, not like that tiny, you know, Pac-Man. But I thought you was a little bit shorter. But we discussed that. We know Allen is like 7 foot, 2 inches and stuff. But with you, I thought you was like 5'9".
Allen's 6'12", and I'm 6'2".
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Shake it back. But it was just awesome. The suite was awesome, Allen.
Yeah, how great is Dawn?
You know,
Dawn?
The game,
isn't
it was really scary. Like, when
Dawn
they went down like 16-0, I was like, oh, we about to leave halftime. Bart was like, yep.
That's you know, that's where we are right now.
At least did the Lakers lose yesterday?
The Lakers did
not. No, they did not. No, they did not. We went in overtime. We was tired with tired legs, but we still pulled it out. What you saying? And then, Allen, look, Bart was making mad excuses for Kawhi. Remember the claw? You know how he always says, oh, my God, look, nope, you got beat again. You got beat again. He was making mad excuses. And that's another reason why I think Bart went for Ty, because Ty was taking up for my Lakers a little bit. And that's why I think that's another reason why Bart like
that. He keeps saying we. How are you going to be a Lakers fan? He from here.
He grew up a Lakers fan. He did. He did. His father's a big Knicks fan, by the way, which is why he's
right.
You know, when I went to the wedding and I met the family, they're such nice people, right? They're very good people. I love these people. Wonderful people.
Very nice people.
Big Knicks fans, right? And then they have this disappointment of a son. Like, he just became a Laker fan. And I said to the father, like, what where did you go wrong?
He's a black sheep.
So I don't know. Don't know what I did. And so that's why he became a Laker fan, because of Kobe.
You know why?
And that's how that all went down. So you know, Ty is, you know, like they tolerate him in the family, but I can tell you from talking to the dad, he's not the favorite child. Like that's a given. No. Everybody knows this.
Yeah, if it was Titanic,
winning team. That's why he got to ride out with the winning team. I know one thing, Jacob is really cool too, but when he came up on me about my Giants, asking what we going to do, for 2 seconds I had to step back, because you know me, I was about to black out, but I had to stay calm, dog. I was like, all right, Jacob, I'm going to give you that.
Y'all signed Gus Edwards. Y'all good. Y'all signed Gus Edwards. Bye, Saquon.
Oh, boy.
Stop it. Allen, do you really think Saquon is going to Houston?
Yes.
If he's smart, he's going to Houston.
I really do think
he's a generational talent. I don't understand why they would let somebody like that go, especially if you don't have a great quarterback.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I understand if we had a great quarterback back there. We don't. So that's all we need, Saquon, so then the quarterback can shine. That's why Daniel Jones always shined, because they were so worried about Saquon. So I don't know what they think old Gus Edwards was going to do with his broken kneecaps. I have no idea. We're going to be in rebuild for the next decade, bash my head against the wall every week. Sad.
Maybe they bring Devin Singletary and sign Gabe Davis and try and remake the Josh Allen Invitational.
No, we might as well just stick with Eric Gray and just see what he could do. We drafted him, I don't know. I'm just sad. I can't believe this is happening. I just can't. This is all Dave Gettleman's fault. I don't care what nobody says, because nobody will ever let Saquon live it down that we drafted him second. That's not his fault. He didn't have to be drafted.
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's the fact that it's time to pay him. And he hasn't really given you consistent numbers that put him in the Christian McCaffrey category. So you're not paying him for what
he
can
do. Yeah, that's because he was injured a little bit. But Christian was injured too before.
I know, but he already gotten paid. He'd already gotten paid.
But
remember,
he showed he could be a bell cow when Daniel Jones was out.
What did the Carolina Panthers do, though? But Tessa, what did they do? They traded him because he didn't fit their timeline. And the Saquon Barkley situation is the same thing with their night. He doesn't fit our timeline. So put him on a team that is closer to needing a player like that, and that would perfectly be the Houston Texans. It's a great fit.
The thing is, Alvin Kamara is about to get cut too, and he was the last one, the closest to that trio. It was three running backs in this league that were considered different.
Yep.
Alvin Kamara, Saquon Barkley, and Christian McCaffrey. All these guys are going
to
be
different. Yeah, but Alvin Kamara, he be getting in trouble too much. We don't have time for that. I don't know if he be in his emotions all the time with his bull nose ring. I don't know what he's trying to do over here, but we ain't trying to do that with the Giants.
Well, I'm just saying,
he got to be on good behavior.
No, he about to get cut. What we're saying is he's about to get cut because he was the only one that was kind of like that triple threat to run routes, always run forward. Yep. So I think that's an indication that where the league is moving, that we don't value guys
like
that
anymore. It all started with Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley got paid.
And oh, my God.
Hurt.
You remember that?
And then
you know what's crazy?
Nobody wants to trust them anymore.
You know what's crazy? Todd Gurley is younger than Derrick Henry.
Which is amazing. And, and there's the one guy that has just every year he just produces. And that even he will not end up with the team that he has been with all these years. Like, that's just the running back. Dalvin Cook. You know, like, it's all these players.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Give me the guy.
It's really sad. It's really sad because they are a pivotal part.
Yeah, but right there, you need them, but you don't want them. Is that a weird way to put it?
Yeah.
But that's what it is with these running backs that are super talented. You need them, but you don't want them.
I tell you
no,
what.
No, the thing is, I think is you need them, but you don't want to pay them.
That's my point. They are the bell cows. But Tess, that's my point. When I say you don't want them, that's the point. It's like, I need you.
Right.
But I don't want you because then I got to pay you and I don't want to pay you.
Well, the greatest example of that was them moving on from DeAndre Swift when he had produced for them at a high level. Yeah. They took another running back in the first round so they wouldn't have to pay him this year.
Right. Right, and that's just
and Jahmyr
unfortunately.
Gibbs. And Jahmyr Gibbs was a bell cow for them. He came straight from college.
Unfortunately for the Giants and Giants fans, this is just a reality.
Should we eulogize, while Tess is on the phone, should we eulogize Saquon? Should we put Boys to Man
on? Oh, my God, don't.
I thought we get to see tomorrow. I hope it brought all the pain. It's so hard to say.
I'm going to sit in the corner right now, Carl.
To yesterday.
Oh, my God.
We love you, Saquon. You came here and your thighs were awesome.
But, Bart, you don't feel like he is a generational talent. That's all I'm saying. Allen, y'all don't feel like he is a generational talent. He's just not a normal back. That's why this is so devastating for me. He is not a normal back. That's all I'm saying.
No,
I know he hasn't produced like Christian, but he can get there. He is not a normal back. So, he's not. But
here's what I'm going to say, Tessa. This is what I'm going to say, Tessa.
He should have done it by now.
He should have been better, right? At this point, when you look at Saquon Barkley.
And you can't hit the line and fall down.
No. When you look at Saquon Barkley, have you ever thought or looked at him with the admiration that people looked at Adrian Peterson? Like, when you looked at him like, yo, this is the best football player.
Or the angry runner that Christian McCaffrey has become. He's an angry runner.
What I'm saying, he hasn't dominated a season like guys. Like, when you talk about
a guy. Rookie year, he was special.
But Adrian Peterson, you think about what Adrian Peterson did over his first 8 years in the league. Like, you never looked at him with those eyes.
Did Adrian have trash lines like us? Did he have trash lines like us? I mean, if
he was in Minnesota.
Plus defenders.
He was in Minnesota.
I know, but their line was still a little decent.
Who was his quarterback?
He got to run up against these 300-pound offensive linemen that's not opening nothing up and then go against the defense. It's like Saquon was against the wall. All I'm saying is that when Daniel Jones was out, Saquon showed that he was the bell cow and he could win us a game.
But
he showed it. Of course, it was drops and stupid stuff that why we didn't win. When Daniel Jones was in and Saquon was out, we was getting blown out. Because all he had to do was just rush.
I have seen star from Saquon. I haven't seen superstar from Saquon, right?
In all his career, you've seen star.
You've never seen superstar.
Yeah.
You've seen Christian McCaffrey look like a superstar. You've seen Derrick Henry look like a superstar.
Right.
You've seen Alvin Kamara look like a superstar.
Really? Derrick Henry superstar? I don't know.
Who? Derrick Henry? Damn, rushed for 2,000 yards.
When the team got a little bit rough, where was he at?
No.
He disappeared.
Derrick Henry damn near run. He carried that team on his back for 5 years.
Yeah, he was definitely. He was. He was
okay. Yeah.
So you've never looked at Saquon like, yo, that is like, I can't believe what I'm watching, right? I can't believe this guy is unstoppable.
Clinton Portis.
No, Bart, this season he was like that. When Daniel Jones was out, everybody was saying he single-handed almost beat the Jets. Everybody knew he was running.
But he single-handed almost beat the Jets in the rain.
But he looked like a star.
But he looked like a star. He didn't look like a superstar. He looked like a star. We never looked at him. Like, I mean.
It's time. It's time
for
both.
He's never been an all-pro. Right. At this time, he's never been an all-pro.
But
so
I
that
think
means
Giants
he's never
fans
been—he's never even been considered the best running back in the league.
I just think you guys have
to—he's always been considered top three, though.
Tess,
when
you guys
healthy,
have to.
He's always considered top four,
Tess,
maybe.
Tess, you have to understand. You have to understand that it is time, and both
it's
sides.
So hard,
it's good
though.
For both sides. It's good. He needs this.
He can be a
and
superstar
the franchise
there.
Needs to move on. You got to cut this cord because, as we've said about other players, the timelines do not match up. It just doesn't match up where he is in his career, time to pay him, and he needs to be on a winning team for really for you to feel it. Just the same thing as McCaffrey. It's the same situation. It is not.
He
is better on a better
Houston.
Team.
I mean, he's going to look like that superstar y'all talking about now.
He will, because they're ready for
Giants fans are going to be in our feelings sitting in a trash can.
So probably. If you love him,
but
your coach doesn't really utilize a running back like that. His quarterback is the one that does most of that option stuff.
And we have a bum quarterback with a bum neck and now a bum knee. What are we going to do next season? So I don't want to keep calling you guys ready to cry. I'm tired.
So if you truly love Saquon, you would want nice things for him.
There you go.
I do.
So let him go be the superstar and be put on a pedestal on the stage where he can show us if he has greatness.
If you love somebody,
I want him to be great because he deserved that. He's a great guy on the field and off the field, and that's why it's hard to lose him. It's hard when you get people like Saquon that represents your team well, represents himself, his family, everything. So now we're going to lose him. He's going to go be great. Of course, I'm going to still support him, but it's going to be real hard to watch him go be great with somebody else when why couldn't we just do what we had to do with him? You're right. It's not the time, Allen. We don't have the money, and we got to sign some of these defensive players. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be pissed off if we don't bring McKinney back. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. If y'all don't bring certain key players back and you go let Saquon walk.
I would bring McKinney back.
Well, they better bring 29 back. We need him.
Not when a guy like Antoine Winfield Jr. is out there, the best one, the best
safety.
Oh, there
you go. He knows the system. He's a dog. He didn't miss one.
What's the system? They got a new defensive coordinator. What's the system? Wink's not there. What's the system?
The system is this. We know he a dog. We know he out there hustling. He ain't missed one snap, him and Bobby.
Is he better than Antonio Winfield? Is he younger than
Antonio
Winfield?
But sometimes it's not about the talent. It's about the grit sometimes. Man. And I feel he got that.
Well, the Giants don't need no more grit. They need talent first. We can work on the grit. We work on the grit when you get some talent first. Let's get some talent first, and then we can work on the grit.
So, Bart, you saying our defense is real far? Our defense not kind of close? We know it's not the Jets
that's
defense,
secondary,
but you saying we're not even kind of close? We're not middle of the pack? That's what you're saying? We're not middle of the pack, at least?
No, you're nervous about that secondary. Banks got to make a step.
No, Deontay Banks is. Listen, Deontay Banks is all of that. I'm not nervous about him. Adoree, I think we let him go.
Yes.
Like that. So we do need somebody opposite Deontay.
Right.
But
and
our freaking linebackers, Bobby and Micah, no, we good with that. And I think our edge rushers is coming through. I think they're coming through. But no, I'm only worried about this Adoree's position. I'm worried about another one alongside Deontay. That's what I'm worried about. That. Other than that, we good.
Hey,
that's what
Tess.
I'm saying. We a little bit higher than middle of the pack.
Okay.
I think we could be like 15th in the league right now, our defense.
That's not
but I don't know who
right
this
now,
new guy
right
is coming
now,
in.
Nobody playing.
I don't know this new guy.
Tess, we got to run.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You guys are great. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Love talking to you as always. I'm glad we finally were able to get that party happening last night. And then poor Ty Butler had to catch some strays. 800-919-3776. We'll get back to the rest of your calls. The level of anxiety for your Knicks right now. I need to hear from Knicks fans. Are you steady? Are you like, no, we knew this was coming. We knew it. We're fine. We'll get through it. There's some new news about OG Anunoby I can share with you.
Okay.
But it's like, are you okay?
Or
are we starting to like panic? Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, back in January, the Knicks were flying high. February, not so much. That because of the injuries. And earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick said the Knicks' expectations have definitely changed.
So when you're 14-2 in January and you see the effect that OG has on this team, there were a lot of people that thought, why not the Knicks? And a lot of people that said, the scariest team for Boston is going to be the Knicks. There was a real chance for a lot of people that, hey, never know what's going to happen in a 7-game series. You're talking the potential that maybe this team could end up in the finals. And in order to get to the finals, you'd like to position it where you don't have to see Boston until the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
That conversation has changed now. I think whatever the road is, it's going to be a whole hell of a lot harder. But I guess you have to believe, and I'm sure the team believes, that as soon as those guys get healthy, they can get back to what they were.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew. Honey, during tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock. It's the Michael K Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, Bart and Han, Alan Hunt, Bart Scott, 98.7. What?
That's how songs start. Biggie,
I don't
Biggie,
know if,
Biggie.
It doesn't really sound like that.
See? Well, Biggie had like 100 pounds on me, so he had a lot more sitting on his,
he put a little
on,
more
his
into
on his thorax.
I just
so
my favorite like, one of my favorite lines like, in music. Papa been smooth since days of under
roof. Yeah, but like
one of the best lines ever.
See, because my windpipe and stuff is not distorted. Mine's come like his come like like Shaq.
I stay. Pussy down to the socks.
See, if Biggie would have like got on Ozempic or lost weight,
oh no,
then
he would have lost it all. He wouldn't have had the same.
He would sound like Mace.
Seriously, though, like he would have lost the – he had a bit of that nasally,
yeah,
thick-throated kind of sound.
Yes. That was
that would
that
all
was
go
spit,
away.
That was spit and ribbon flapping sitting in his throat.
That's right. All right, let's get some calls. 800-919-3776. Ray in Asheville, start us off, Ray.
Oh, what's up, Ray?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's happening?
Not much, man. I got two things to chime on. One thing about the Knicks and Mr. Scott, I got one thing to tell you about oxtails. But first, let me just tell you about the Knicks real quick. Mm-hmm. There ain't no pressure. We already know this was coming. You know, the bench, it is what it is. Alex Burks, I hope they get rid of his behind because I don't know even why they got him.
I would dismiss, like, see what you just did there? The bench, it is what it is? No. To me, like, if I have a concern, because you're right, starting five wise, mm-hmm. these guys are playing their butts off. Like, seriously, they're playing hard. Like, what more do you want? I agree with Josh Hart last night. He's like, man, we're giving you everything we got. We just don't have everything we need right now. And he's right. But my problem is that now I'm watching another game where Bojan Bogdanovic does not look good. And he's got a calf sleeve. Here comes the scuba gear.
There you
like,
go.
This
blame
is
the
what
white
bothers
guy.
Me.
Why here you comes the white guy?
Here comes the scuba gear now. But now we got to start putting on everything to cover up all the muscles. That tells me something's not right with his calf. And he's playing through it. And
man,
you can see his legs aren't under him. He's missing shots he normally makes. The guy is – you see – look at his face during the game. He's so
finished.
Mad at himself throughout the game.
He's finishing. But
he's mad. But I got a problem. So he's not playing well, and that is a concern for me.
That 35-year-old, it's starting to show real quick on him.
Listen,
I don't love it.
He's putting out there.
I think he's going to get his legs back under him. He you know how like when you get to the basket, you're just not finishing well. He's got opportunities.
And
to
then
get
you
there.
Have a sleeve on your calf muscle.
No, I got that. Yesterday, the entire team, especially in the first half, they looked like their legs were tired.
They weren't ready. Yeah, they weren't
yeah,
ready.
Like,
they were sluggish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And all
the
they
Warriors
shot,
admitted,
you can tell all they
you know, Kuminga said after the game that he's – because they, you know, the Knicks reputation is we're going to come, we're going to basically jump all over you. We're going to get in your ass, right? And he's like, we wanted to take the fight to them. So the Warriors were kind of jacked up to, like, get ready for a big fight. And the Knicks were like, you know, like, man, another one?
Isn't that supposed to be the Knicks mentality?
But 82 games, man, every now and then is one or two where you're just not going to have it. Now, again, did they let go of the rope or did they fight their way back to down by four in the fourth quarter?
Yeah,
they still
yeah,
fought
they,
their
they
way
back,
but
back.
They didn't have it. They just didn't have it.
No, Steph Curry was just lighting them up. Steph Curry was just finding his open pocket wherever he wanted to go.
It was Kuminga that was lighting them up.
Yeah, my big takeaway was Kuminga starting to turn into something, man.
Yeah,
he is a pogo stick.
That's true. That is true.
Andrew Wiggins, it probably won't last long there. I mean, he's taking another personal leave. I don't know what's going on with him. But after a while, the team just starts to like.
The problem is they can't trade him anywhere. Nobody wants him.
No, because he's whatever he's going.
We're trading
right
for
now.
A draft pick or something like that.
You can't trade him. What are you going to trade him for? Like what would
I mean,
you want?
See if you can see
big contract.
Yeah.
You know, and he's going through some stuff. But all right, so Ray's okay. He's okay.
Ray got to tell us about the oxtail because I can tell by his accent that he know about the oxtails.
Yeah, I forgot. Ray can call back. Merv in New Jersey. Merv, how are you feeling?
I'm doing fine. I'm just taking a pragmatic approach. The bottom line is we're missing starters. And you've got lesser talented players that are used to playing lesser minutes, playing more minutes now against other people's starters.
Right.
It's only going to happen. I'm just grateful that we built up enough of a lead. But what I'm really disappointed in is Alec Burks, man.
Yeah.
Alec Burks.
He's been bad.
Getting him back, okay, Tibbs is loyal to people. He's like dyed in the wool. Okay, all right. But Alec Burks is like when somebody says, hey, you know, I got some chopped meat in the freezer. And it's a couple – I think it's still good. And then you
it doesn't smell
like
bad.
Expecting,
right? You open it up. You're like, yeah. I don't think it smells bad. Bart, do you smell it? Do you think it smells bad? I think we can eat this.
I think it's a day or so.
We can eat this.
And you're sitting there.
Merv is comparing Alec Burks to Ben.
And then you hit it when you wake up in the morning and your booty's feeling tight. Yeah. Diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Bart, remember Eddie Murphy when he said, you know, about how when he used to drop the chicken at the family barbecue?
Uh-huh.
And his mom would be watching him. He's like, I wasn't going to eat it. You know. But Alec Burks, man, I hope going forward it's encouraging that Donovan Mitchell is improving on his defense because, look, the Knicks need talent. Jalen Brunson, I mean, they're giving their best effort, no doubt about it. They're fighting every game.
They were
game.
Super small out there yesterday, too. And
that's what
allowed them to get the rebounds.
And the Warriors
aren't athletic.
And the Warriors aren't big.
But they're athletic.
So the
bouncy.
Fact that you look small against them, that was definitely a problem. Listen to this, though, Bart. Here's the funny thing is, as everybody's complaining about Alec Burks, who's shooting, by the way, 31% with the Knicks. That's terrible. How about this after the game? Here's what Tibbs said about Alec Burks.
If you look at his net rating, and again tonight, I probably should have played him more minutes tonight, you know, because he's a plus when he's on the floor. Good things are happening, so just keep working.
I don't know about that one.
Is he watching? He looking at him with those those Homer Simpson Duff goggles where everything looks good through the goggles and you take it off like, ugh.
The fact that he said that. When he's on the floor, good things are happening.
Yeah. Hey, it was crazy because yesterday you looked out there and you saw, like, for Golden State, three legacy players whose dads were in the league for a long time. I didn't know Dale Davis had a son that played in the league, and he's bouncy too. It didn't recognize me because, you know, Dale Davis, my complexion, and his son, light bright. So it threw me off. But I saw the hyphenated name, Jackson Davis. But he kind of reminds me a little bit of Sims. He plays above the rim. He runs in transition. He gives him a little size. It feels like Golden State is figuring some stuff out. I just wonder who gets to the finish line, Golden State or the Lakers.
Now, you're talking about just because I didn't want – Trace Jackson Davis, who was a great player at Indiana, played for Woody.
Yeah, I didn't know he was – I didn't know Dale Davis was –
Dale Davis is –
And
birth
then
father.
You had Gary Payton's son out there. Mm-hmm. And then you had, of course, you know, Steph.
Don't forget about Klay Thompson.
Oh, damn.
Father's Michael Thompson.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Laker great. That's where he's going to be playing next year.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. Klay off the bench with Chris Paul. Yeah, that's – for the
Chris
Warriors,
Paul,
that's pretty
Chris
good.
Paul looking a little thick.
Well, he's older now. How about the forearm shiver he laid on Jalen Brunson?
Yeah.
No
foul.
But
you know what? Like, it was the last second, and Jalen hit him with the and he jumped in front. I didn't have a big problem with it.
I had
like
a problem with it.
No seconds
I had
to go.
Did you have a problem with Draymond Green hitting Dante DiVincenzo in the face and he drawing blood? No foul.
Yeah, but that was equivalent. That would have been equivalent to calling the foul that they called against Houston. Like, it was no seconds. He really wasn't going to get a shot up. Chris Paul kind of moved, and he hit him with
a foul. Foul is a foul is a foul.
I got it, man.
Foul's a foul is a foul. And if a guy draw blood, come on now.
Oh, so the Houston foul is not a foul?
Josh in Brooklyn.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's going on?
So when I think about what's going on with the Knicks, man, when I, like, even the starting lineup, like, a lot of times you see that it's really two offensive players that are on this floor, man. Like, the centers, the Achiuwa and Hartenstein. Hartenstein's clearly not healthy. You can tell that he's not as balanced. He's not as hype up as he used to be. He's not even getting his rebounds like he used to. And I wonder if the Knicks should go out and look at probably picking up Marcus Morris, since he's out there, since he finally got waived by San Antonio, and just letting Hartenstein maybe rest a bit until the playoffs, because they need some help down there, man.
Marcus Morris is an interesting name.
Bring you some toughness.
Yeah, and he could score. He played here before. You know, like that's that, you know, we'll see. Now, everybody, whoever was going to be eligible for the playoffs had to be cut by yesterday. Today is so March 1st, I think, is the deadline where.
Well, they did him a solid then.
So, yeah, they did. Yeah, the Spurs did by letting him free. And now he can sign with the team, and we'll see where he ends up. But, you know, that it's interesting. I mean, that's, you know, it's a name. But look, Tom Thibodeau said before the game that OG Anunoby has been cleared for basketball activities. All right. Now, is he doing anything with contact yet? Of course not. He just got cleared to shoot basketball and pass a basketball and dribble a basketball and do basketball activities on the court. So now it's a matter of ramping up his conditioning, and then making sure that all the shooting that he's going to get in doesn't lead to any other inflammation or any other issues, that the issue has been cleared. So you want to shoot for a couple of days and see if the next day, does the elbow, is it sore? Is it this? Is it that? How do you feel? And then they'll eventually get him into one-on-one, three-on-three, and then finally into five-on-five before he's cleared to play in a
that
game.
That sounds like 3 weeks.
No, it's two.
Two? Okay.
Yeah. I can't imagine you're going to they don't wait a while. It's shoot today, see how you feel tomorrow. Then they'll go a little one-on-one. Then they'll do the three-on-three. Like, that's all a couple of days of work. So it's a matter of, like next week, you'll probably hear that he's doing three-on-three and stuff, and then the week after that is when they ramp him up into getting ready to probably join them on the road trip. That's my opinion. My guess is that.
Listen,
right?
Philly's on your heels, man.
Philly? Have you seen the standings? Never mind Philly.
I'm looking at the standings now. They're two games back.
Don't just look at Philly now.
No, I'm looking at everybody else. Everybody else is, like,
and by the way,
Heat
Philly
is at eighth, and they only two games back.
Philly is not on their heels. Philly is they're dropping like a stone, just like the Knicks are. All right? Philly is without Embiid. They are – the team you're worried about is what you just said. Miami Heat.
Orlando is right there too.
Yeah, and they got to play Orlando next Friday. But you've got to worry about Miami, because Miami's starting to wake up. Now, they did lose last night in Denver, but it was a fight, and it's Denver, right? Like, they still put up a good game. And Miami has been playing. They had 1-5 in a row since before they lost last night. If I'm worried about anybody, it's Miami. I'm not worried about the Sixers without Embiid. And I just think if you're the Knicks.
Jamie started to drink coffee, that's what you're saying?
Yeah. And that's what you got to worry about. All right, we'll finish up with some calls. 800-919-3776. Is the number. We'll get into some football in the 1 o'clock hour as well. Stay with us. Spartan Han, 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
800-919-3776. Scott in West Orange. What's up, Scott?
Yo, good afternoon, guys. Barton Hahn.
What up?
Yo, I heard Bart say he ain't know nothing about the oxtail.
I said, I don't know about the oxtail. I didn't know where it came from and what kind of animal it came from, because I ain't never heard nobody say you get an ox steak. You ever ate an ox steak?
Nah, I never heard no ox steak, man.
I never heard no ox roast. Like, if the tail's so damn good, why y'all eat the rest of the ox? Just the tail good?
I don't know. I got to ask my wife. I got to ask my wife on that one. She's from Guyana, Caribbean. You know what I'm saying?
She'll know.
But, hi, you got to look up Cass Kitchen on Instagram. You'll see her whole food page. I'm Cass telling Kitchen. You, make you want to smack your mama.
But tell me this. Is it, do you broil it? It's because like bubblegum shrimp. Can you boil it, saute it, fry it, saute it?
Boil it.
You boil it?
Nah, she boil it.
And
she put that. Yeah, she put that chunk in the pressure cooker. Yeah, put it in the pressure cooker.
Oh, that's cheating.
You know that chunk before up the bone?
That's cheating. That's cheating. Pressure cooker is cheating. That's like speeding up the process. I want whatever that's
not
cooking.
All the time.
But you know what I'm saying? Like that speeds it up and makes it tender. Like instead of cooking it for an extra 4 hours, it take like 3 hours off the cooking time.
Yes, it does, right? But yes, it does. But she does it. If you know what I'm saying, she in the restaurant.
Yeah, she in the restaurant. Okay. Now, tell me this: is it like a spicy, like cayenne pepper type of flavor, or is it like some herbs and garlic and zest? Like, how did she make it? Do you make them zesty? You make them savory?
Nah, she can make the brown one, or she can make like a jerk one or a barbecue.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah, yo.
It's eating oxtails like eating crab meat. It's a lot of work for a little bit of meat.
Nah, ain't a lot of work for a little. Nah, you good. You good, baby.
So how many oxtails fill you up?
Probably about like four or five.
Okay, 4 or 5. Because oxtails, if I can remember, are like the consistency is almost like a corn on a cob. When you cut corn on a cob, is that the size of the circumference?
No, I want to say that.
Or it's bigger?
I want to say that. Yeah, they got bigger ones. They got smaller ones. You know how they do.
Okay, so
the more money you put up, the more bigger it's gonna be.
That's like anything, right? Anything. Hey, Scott, we appreciate the education.
Yeah,
we're gonna come to the cafe.
No doubt.
All right, we appreciate
it. I'm telling you, man. Catering, anything you guys want, we got you, home. Y'all my favorite.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right, how about that, Bart? So we got some lunch coming one of these days.
So good, make you smack your mama.
Make you smack. He said that 3 times. Kevin in Great Neck, Kevin.
Hey, Alan. Hey, Bart. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
How's it going? So with all that's going on with the Knicks, if them falling to the 6th or 7th seed, it's not the end of the world, because we get to play either Cleveland or Milwaukee in the first round.
You want Milwaukee in the first round?
Yeah. I mean, I don't love – I'm not afraid of Milwaukee because I don't like – I don't like their team, but I'd like to avoid them.
They better avoid Orlando.
Like, I mean, here's the thing. Would you rather be the 4th seed, and now you know you're playing the Celtics in the 2nd round, and you probably have to play the Heat in the 1st round? Or do you want to be the 7th seed and have to deal with Cleveland?
You have to play the Sixers in the play-in. If Embiid comes back, you might lose that game and end up as the 8th seed.
See what I mean? Like, you don't want to mess around. I think you got to stay – I think you got to stay in the top 6.
Why are we skipping over Orlando? That's a matchup that I don't like.
That's a bad matchup for the Knicks.
Nah.
Bad matchup.
Well, if the Knicks are healthy, they can take Orlando easily, I think.
Yeah, I've had people tell me that they don't love the way they finish games, and when the playoffs come around, execution is going to catch up to them because they are a young team, so who knows? But, you know,
if you have Randall and OG back, you can hand, or I'm not afraid of Orlando. I'm afraid of Miami. I'm afraid of Milwaukee. I'm afraid of Boston.
Yep.
I'm not afraid of Cleveland. Cleveland, I'm not afraid about. I'd rather play if Cleveland's a 3 seed and we're the 6. I'll take my chances
there.
Fully healthy next roster.
Okay. I mean, Kevin, that's what it's going to be. I thought Kevin was done. But I think we're going to have to play this game now of looking at the seedings and then looking at your matchups more than worry about what seed you're going to get. And the whole idea, well, well, you want to have home court advantage and all that stuff. I mean, it's nice.
You get that if you win on a road.
But you got to – yeah, you're right. You get it back. And the Knicks have been a good road team. Tom and Lindenhurst. Tom.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I want to talk about the Knicks.
Yeah.
If you remember, for the opening tip last night, even though Hartenstein was on the court, Ochoa took the tip, right? But if you go back, right, how did Mitchell Robinson hurt himself? Opening tip, right? Yeah. Remember? Back when, early in the season?
Yep.
Right, remember? I still don't believe they missed 9 straight shots to start the game, though. 14-0. I mean,
they weren't like just physically.
Why,
you
could
see they looked like a team that looked a little fatigued.
Why?
They weren't ready at the game.
Why?
This is the third game in 4 nights.
Well, you've got to chalk it up.
They played a back to back, and you know Golden State had a day off.
Got to chalk it up.
Listen. Like I'm not making an excuse. I'm telling you, like, there's reasons for things, and this was one of them. Now, did they lay down and lose by 30, or did they fight their way back to make it a game? They fought their way back, so that's what they do.
Yeah,
they just don't have enough.
They fought their way back.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm telling you, the Bogdanovich thing bothers me more than anything, and no one's talking about it.
Well,
I think the Bogdanovich thing is a bigger deal here. He's supposed to be a 20-point-a-game scorer who shoots 40% from three and can get you offense, and they can't use him as a second option. Because he can't get separation, he can't get his shot off, and he can't finish at the rim because there's something must be going on with him. So it's all Brunson or nothing, or it's DiVincenzo threes. Aside from that, they have no one else that can score or create for themselves. To me, Tom, and thanks for the call, that's my bigger concern, is what is Bogdanovich? Is he hurt? Like, did you get a guy who's not really healthy, now you thought what he could be? Maybe he's not going to be that.
He gave you 6 threes, man, the other day.
He gave you 6 threes the day after the first game back from All-Star break when everybody feels great.
Right, so maybe he's a guy that's going to give you love every other day.
But
if you
know his career, that's not what he does.
Yeah, but I'm saying maybe Tibbs.
He's wearing a sleeve
on
his calf, Bart, and his legs look shot. That tells me something's going on with him physically, and they're not talking about it.
Yeah, but all their legs look shot. Everybody was coming up short. So yeah. I just think if it was a day where you said, hey, man, they had played 4 games, then it really affects the 35-year-old. Yeah, it affects the 35-year-old more than everybody else.
Yeah, but it's not like he's playing 40 minutes. Josh Hart's playing 40-something minutes.
But don't matter. He's still 35.
Well, let's continue with the calls on this, 800-919-3776. Again, just your level of anxiety, your level of concern for the Knicks right now. When you look at the standings, you see they lost another one. Now, I think it's 3 out of 5 now out of the All-Star break, and that's not a good sign, but you know that they're hurt. So you just got to hang on through this and wait till they get healthy. There was some positive news about Anunoby and Randall. It feels like it's just, you know, in the next couple of weeks that they should get whole. Again, meanwhile, on a Giants side of things, the Post has an interesting story about Darren Waller and how he almost asked out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so we got to get it to the bottom of this as well. Stay with us, Barton Hunt, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. While the Knicks could not have gotten off to a worse start last night, Golden State raced out to a 14-0 lead en route to a 110-99 victory for the Knicks, who wrap up the month of February 4-8. So, Jalen Brunson, what are you going to focus on with this loss?
We're on the Cleveland, for sure. We clearly need to be better. We could definitely learn from our past, but we don't want to dwell on it. We can be upset, pissed off the rest of today until we fall asleep at tomorrow morning, and then we got to be focused on the next one. Keep our spirits up, keep our confidence up, knowing that we all really work hard individually to be confident. It's coming the next day, be ready to go, and just keep trusting each other. Just keep chipping away. Can't hit home runs all the time. You guys keep hitting singles.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3:00, it's the Michael K Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.